When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome, I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely and only Haley with pink and purple hair that I know of to the best of my knowledge.
Hey everyone.
This is the Animal Munches Podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA, all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. But mostly and more importantly, we talk about Haley's specialty, K-pop. And this is one of our only podcast
voice exclusive
podcast where we don't actually have the full-on episode that we usually do, that's also uploaded on YouTube. But if you want to go on YouTube, you can check us out on Animal Munchies Podcast. And we are deviating from what you are usually used to, and this is more of a single or double subject kind of thing.
What, just BTS?
This time is just Haley's specialty, which is just BTS straight up.
Yeah.
But specifically, because the last time we talked, it was when BTS Butter released. Mm-hmm. It was like the day right after Butter released.
Yeah.
And I guess it's kind of safe to say it's been kind of a hit, right?
Oh, Butter. Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm obsessed with that song.
It's called Sarcasm, Haley. Oh. She looks like she's looking at me like I'm serious. Like, oh, it's just kind of a hit. No, well, it's a fucking hit, obviously. I was going to say,
I'm so obsessed with it that I went and got my nails done with the butter-themed nails for BTS.
Yeah, basically her nails are butter.
Yeah.
BTS butter. Yes. We upload videos of Haley's nails sometimes on the YouTube, so you could check out like her. Like one of the times was like BT21, right?
Yeah, BT21. It was BT21 with like Japanese snacks, and then the other one was, shoot, what was the other one?
Was it anime related?
No.
Okay, then we're never gonna remember. There's another video. Also, we don't know what it is. Oh, it's Sanrio.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's Sanrio. So check it out, because those videos are pretty cool and they're all time lapses. The reason why we're talking about BTS this time is because,
when did it come out? Oh, it was May 26th.
What?
The BTS. What came out? The McDonald's BTS meal.
So it's the McDonald's BTS meal that came out.
Yes. And so you literally go to McDonald's and ask them, can I have a BTS meal? And they should know what you're talking about. But apparently,
or they're fired.
But apparently, like, people have been going up to McDonald's drive-thrus and being like, "Can I have the BTS meal?" And they'd be like, What are you talking about?
Those people need to be fired because I'm sure globally every employee is supposed to be aware of this campaign that they're having.
Yeah.
Basically, if you haven't heard, BTS is doing kind of its like own meal, which is basically a regular 10-piece nugget meal.
Yes.
With the only difference is it comes with two sauces that are apparently only available in Korea.
Yeah.
And what are those two sauces?
Sweet chili and Cajun.
AKA sweet chili is, for you Filipinos out there, lumpia sauce with a kick.
Sauce, but so it's more spicy.
So it has that kick, but it's still like nice and sweet. That's why I guess it's sweet
it's
chili.
It's really good. I actually like both of the sauces.
It's a good sauce. And then the other one, which is Cajun, it's like a creamier sauce. It literally is, if you go to Burger King, it's the zesty sauce mixed with Chick-fil-A's like special sauce.
Yeah, but it's so good.
It's sweet and it has that like, almost like that type of wasabi kind of kick.
Yeah, yeah. Like horseradish.
So a horseradish. It's a horseradish. It's a kick.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good though.
Yeah.
So nonetheless, what's supposed to come with it is supposed to be a BTS logo bag.
Yeah, like
a brown
paper bag.
But it says BTS. Like all over, and it says something else with BTS.
With the McDonald's logo and the BTS logo.
And then it's supposed to come with BTS logo, like a cup for the drink that comes
purple.
With. And also BTS logo container for, is it the fries
it's
and the
nuggets,
or just the nuggets?
Just the nuggets.
The nuggets.
The nuggets and the drink are supposed to have like a purple packaging with, it says like BTS on it, and also like Borehae in Korean, which means I purple you. But of course in the US they don't have that at all. It's not available at all for us, so like all the US army are like of course upset about that.
Well, the thing is, I think it is available, it's just like we don't, it's like we just didn't get like a lot of inventory.
No.
Right,
so the bags are only available, but they, I think McDonald's put out a disclaimer saying that the US will not get the purple packaging at all because people have been asking them.
Okay, but it's the bag
only.
And then because the thing is, it's not even at every fucking McDonald's, because we went the first day that it fucking came out, and
we
got a damn regular paper bag. Haley was like the first at our local McDonald's, right? Like two blocks away from our house. And it's literally like,
yeah, they gave
just
me just the regular
bag.
Brown bag. But I've been seeing like so many videos on TikTok about it. And then people are like going to the McDonald's and asking for the BTS meal.
And then. Well, what are you going to say?
Oh, no. And then they're not even getting it. And they were like pissed off saying like, oh, like what's even the point of asking for a BTS meal if it's just the regular McChicken nugget meal?
Right. And then the thing is, we went back to that same exact McDonald's two blocks away. We tried the next day, or technically I was getting something else, and I asked the lady, I was like, do you guys have the BTS bag? Even though I knew you guys didn't yesterday, but somehow they magically had inventory of the BTS bag. So I ordered the BTS meal.
Yeah, because I think like when I went in, because I went inside to order, and then I asked the lady, can I have a BTS meal? And then she had to like run back to the manager and was asking like, oh, where is it like on the menu? So I think she probably didn't even know that she was supposed to give me a bag. So I think that's what happened. Maybe.
I mean, maybe they didn't even have it.
Yeah,
yet,
maybe
though.
They
like,
didn't
it wasn't
have
like
it.
Ready and set to go. But
which makes no sense because they've been preparing for this for like over a month.
You would think. I mean, like, who knows? Maybe management knows, and you know, like with the employees might not know. And
obviously, like, oh no, I was gonna say too, because I saw, who was it? I think Melissa sent it to us. The San Francisco store by Stonestown.
So it just depends. Yeah, it just depends.
No, if the manager is like a huge army or fan of BTS, they fucking get their shit together. Because they had that all decked out in BTS with posters,
McDonald's,
balloons.
Like that was like,
decked out in all BTS like decorations.
It looked like a BTS themed birthday party at this McDonald's.
Yeah, so I mean like they were lucky because they obviously had a manager that was into BTS.
So obviously the employees at that one probably knew about what to press.
Yeah.
Or like put in the order. The thing is though, so that's America. We have the bag.
Yeah.
Let's kind of go globally. So apparently like England and Spain, they don't even have, and Japan apparently.
Yeah.
because they don't have a BTS meal. Yeah, so they no just need thing. To order a 10-piece nugget meal.
Yeah, they don't get pretend. Anything. No, because they don't even get the sauces.
Oh, they sorry.
They get nothing at all that's get related to BTS
Nothing.
Meal.
You get yeah. nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but, okay, so the flip side of that, I think Malaysia, Singapore, and some other Asian countries, obviously Korea.
Yeah.
They get, like, the full package, which is, like, everything. Like, you know, decked out the drink, the bag, the nugget box.
Yeah, and then I even saw that some in, like, some Asian countries, I guess, like, the McDonald's were giving out fake photo cards. Like, the manager would probably, like, print them out and give it to the people that ordered the meal, which I think was really nice of them.
Oh, so I thought, so that's not, that's based, that's per a
yeah,
restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, like, I saw those pictures, too, yeah. and I was wondering, is it, like, oh, no, is it all of it Malaysia
depends
or something?
On, no, it depends on, like, the manager of the store. Just, like, look at the one in San Francisco.
Oh, so the manager printed. Because yeah. there's like stuff on Twitter and Instagram, people posting like, they look like they have photo cards or some weird kind of thing.
Which
so
is,
I guess,
yeah, they just printed it out from the internet.
Oh,
from their
okay.
butter
so they just,
promotion
so
cards.
They just gave,
yeah,
oh,
they're giving it.
Okay, that
yeah,
makes more
it's
sense.
It's not all of Malaysia.
It seemed like it was like an exclusive photo mm-hmm. card thing. But I guess it's not. So you could print out your own if you just Google image some BTS stuff,
which,
BTS butter.
Which a lot of people were doing anyway. I think they were printing it out and then like placing their BTS meal and then taking pictures with their made photo cards at home.
And then posting it, obviously. So, there you go. So if you want to flex on everybody, go for it and do it that way. If you're, like I said, so if you're in America, at least you can flex with a bag. Although your bag will be greasy because of the fucking fries. So you're going to have greasy ass bags. But the funny ass thing is, people are selling these damn things all like on eBay. Like, you could get the containers, you get the bags,
the sauces,
and obviously the sauces. It's like another Szechuan sauce
it's
incident.
So dumb. Like, I hope people don't buy it because it's not.
Oh,
fucking...
there's dumb people out there. So
it's
there's
not
definitely
worth it. Like, come on, just go buy real merchandise.
There's also
from
like
BTS.
On Facebook, there's like a picture of like people like have like a shrine. They like put it in an acrylic box.
Oh yeah, they cut...
like a display yeah, of they... like the meal, like of all the BTS packaged products.
Yeah,
it's
and what
hilarious.
I've seen is that they've cut up the box and then made like a montage or no, what is that called? Like a piece of artwork where they stick like the sauce packet. What
I
is that called?
Guess montage?
Yeah, I don't know what that's called.
I don't remember what it's called either, but you know what it's called?
Montage.
Fucking insane. That's what it's called.
Like a mural, I guess.
I think montage and mural are very wrong, are still very wrong nouns. But, oh my God, it's going to bother me now because it's bothering you. I could see it in Haley's face. It's bothering me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what
figuring
it's
out
called.
The word. Anyways, while we think about that, it's kind of crazy. So people have been really displaying, and probably if you're from America or a country that doesn't even have the promotion, you're like buying the fucking McDonald's McNugget box and a bag and a cup.
Yeah,
just because it says
for like
BTS.
$40. Come on now.
Yeah, so
that's
there's people.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, no, but there's ridiculous people out there, and there's hardcore army. So, hey, if you have extra money and you're a hardcore army, go for it. Do whatever you want to do. We're not here to judge.
Yeah.
At least you're, you know, helping someone else get their money back from the meal, I guess.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't like include photo cards.
And here's the thing. I mean, like, yeah. So there's. There's that and another thing with photo cards, a photo card at random. You know, if you're you're an army or K-pop fan in general, you know that these albums that you purchase for the artist or the K-pop group comes with random photo cards. So you kind of collect and hopefully trade or you buy a shit ton of, you know,
albums
just to get what you want. Or in this case, you buy BTS merchandise from the Weverse store
yeah.
for butter and for the McDonald's.
Well, it was just for McDonald's.
Never mind, just for the McDonald's. They have BTS butter stuff, but it was the McDonald's promotion. Here's the thing. The socks sold out in 3 minutes. I literally had the socks in my bag or cart. And then once I checked out, one of them sold out. So I had to go back and remove it. By the time I removed the other one and was going to check the other one out, guess what? Everything's fucking gone. So thank you to all the army that bought the socks and took everything from me.
Because they probably wanted the cheapest item, and I think that was the cheapest item.
For the U.S. global, like not the global site, but like the U.S. shop.
Yeah.
Because there's different shops, I guess, depending on your territory or location.
Yeah.
So if you have the Weverse app, yeah, you were fighting for BTS McDonald's merch. They had hats, they had shirts, which were like the last ones to go
because yeah, they're more expensive.
Like $48 to $110
robe. There was a purple robe for $110.
Like, I mean, if you have the money and you want to wear a McDonald's BTS a purple robe around the house or outside around your neighborhood, go for it. We were able to snag this cool looking silicone patch of like the French fries. It looks like French fries.
Pouch.
Like a pouch, right? Silicone yeah. pouch. And
a charm.
And the key charm, like key ring charms that are like that you connect to your like your yeah, light sticks.
I'm gonna put it to my light stick.
So it looks really cool.
Or your keys,
so I guess. Got that, but the socks and some other stuff sold out really quick because they're like $12, including the umbrella.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing: with every single order, so it doesn't matter like what all the
how
stuff
much
you get.
You spend,
it just
yeah.
depends on what you have in that order. One order. Each order is gonna get a random photo card.
Yeah, they're gonna have 8 photo cards in total. One is off the group, and then
obviously,
the rest of the 7
member.
Is each member.
But if you wanted to cheat the system and also pay more money, because it's $15 for shipping, you could. If a lot of people, what they did, and we were planning to do it, but we didn't want any of the other stuff, so we're like, we'll just do one order. Like, you order to, like, your family's house, like, your parents or your siblings.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, so you have multiple orders depending on what you want to get.
Yeah, and that's what we were going to do if the freaking socks didn't sell out.
So that was that. But, I mean, like, is it worth it to add an extra $15 for a photo card? It depends on the army. So if it is worth it to you, then you probably ordered 7 different orders to hopefully at least get...
It makes no sense that they... It should have been, like, the amount... That you spent. So, like, if you
there's
spend...
a different tier, right? Like,
yeah,
a tier
system.
If
exactly.
you spend $30...
You get 1 photo card. If you spend 60, you get 2.
If you spend 100,
like
you get, like, 4.
It should have been like that. Oh, my God. So annoying.
Yeah, so that... Okay, the only good thing that came out of this is... Because, actually, some of the merch is, like, the shirts, so plain except for one of them, which said fire.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the sauce. But the rest were just, like, a fucking tiny logo.
Of a French fries.
Of a French fry BTS. Like,
yeah.
a tiny one the size of my nipple,
yeah,
if not
it's
smaller.
It's so small.
And then nothing on the back. Nothing to show for. Then they also had a hoodie that just had like, you know, like the ends of the hoodie, like that you pull the string.
Yeah.
Like one's purple, one's yellow. And that's it. You don't have any fucking other thing to show that like
it's a BTS.
Thing. If anything, it looks like you're a Laker fan, if anything. That's
what
like
they
the most
should have
do.
Done is they should have just put like a design on the back of the hoodie.
What they should have done is hire someone else. Hire the person that does their like. Marketing because he does a good job.
Yeah.
Obviously, the person that's doing the design of this stuff isn't doing such an incredibly awesome job because
right.
it's kind of boring and
so
plain.
Tiny. Like I can buy a fucking patch and then make it myself.
Like honestly, yeah, you just get all that other stuff and just stick it onto your own regular clothes and it'll probably look better. Like go to the BT21 shop or store.
Yeah.
Order the patches and just put on your regular plain shirts and it's cheaper and it's nicer.
Yeah.
So that was. What else can we complain about? There's like so much to complain about, except there's one good thing about it. That Weaver shop, I'm pretty sure that there's like millions and millions of people accessing that shop, like on the app
right,
at the
at
same
time.
Like millions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But zero crash, zero lag. Updates were insane. It's like when something sold out, it'll tell you that product sold out too within like at least a minute or 30 seconds. So it's not like. An incredibly like long delay.
Right.
So props to Weaver's shop.
I know.
For whoever
they can
like,
handle all
the
fans.
Props to the servers. Props to like the application and whoever takes care of that shit. Because it did not crash. There was no problems like checking out. There was no problems logging in.
Yeah.
So that was impressive. That's like the only impressive thing I can say about that whole experience.
Yeah.
And here's the third BTS thing that happened. This is all, guys, within a span of a week, if not
yeah,
less
BTS
than a week.
Yeah, BTS is just, like, on it.
So, Hailey's one of Hailey's favorite shows, like, that she loves growing up. I actually grew up with it, too, and I really liked it, too, because we're both born in the 90s, or, like, 90s kids, basically, right?
Yeah.
And so we grew up watching Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And BTS made a little short appearance on Friends, because, as everyone knows by now, RM learned English from
English,
Friends.
Yeah.
So Friends had like a weird, it's not a finale, but like
a reunion. Yeah.
So it was an actual episode. It was kind of like James
like,
Corden was, well, Cordon.
Cordon,
was,
yeah.
Was there and
was
he was
the
a host.
Host.
And they kind of recap like, you know, like the experience and
basically,
Joey's fat,
it's
but he's still funny.
I was just going to say it's a reunion. So it's them getting together. They haven't seen each other as a group. for 17 years.
Right. Like
they haven't been in that in the same room as Six for 17 years, which is kind of crazy. Like, I guess they met up, like, maybe one-on-one or stuff like that, but not as a whole group.
Right, and then that's the thing, too. I mean, that's why we're bringing it up, because BTS was on it.
Yeah.
So I guess technically
they were on it for like less than a minute.
Yeah, so do you want to say what happened?
Well, basically they just interviewed them and RM was like, "We love Friends. Thank you, Friends." And then the rest of the members were like, "We love Friends."
So it's not even less than a minute. It was like less than 20 seconds. Yeah. Like their screen time was like literally 15 seconds, if not less.
Yeah.
But that's BTS.
But it's nice for them to actually be on it, though.
Yeah, there was so many. Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, a lot of different, like, celebrities. And it was because Friends is a big cultural, iconic thing, I think, here in America.
Yeah.
It's either you loved it or you hated it.
But you know what? I was in Australia when I was watching it.
Oh, that's true. It does have a big global, like, following. So, I mean, yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
It's not just America. Because I was, I remember going to my best friend's house and, like, sleeping over just to watch Friends.
Okay, so I guess what I'm trying to say is it was filmed here in America, and because it's an American sitcom.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you watch the reunion thing, Friends has a big global influence, just like BTS.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, people. It was interesting. If you have HBO Max or wherever in your country they have this reunion episode, as a Friends fan, definitely watch it, enjoy it.
Yeah, I cried a lot.
Of course, Haley cries for a lot of things, so it's easy for those tears to come out. But, this is not an American sitcom a podcast. This is gaming, anime, K-pop. And so that's why we talked about the Friends reunion. Because
BTS it is K-pop
related.
Yeah.
As for that, so what was that? BTS McDonald's, BTS McDonald's merchandise, and then BTS on Friends.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming news. I guess the only thing I could talk about is Super Bomberman has an update to like a battle royale like style, like Tetris 99 and all that kind of crazy stuff on the Switch, and it's freaking amazing. I've been playing it a lot.
Yeah, he has been raging.
I've been yelling, but I've got first place, so it doesn't matter because I'm too good.
Whatever. You
know? I was playing Bomberman ever since I was like on the Super Nintendo. That's why. So I grew up with my cousin CJ, and like whenever we saw each other, we would play Bomberman on Super Nintendo together. And I really sucked back then, but now that I have an adult brain, it helps a lot. So
now he knows what to do.
So it's been a lot of fun. So that's like the one update I could say gaming wise, and because you know we don't really talk about gaming as much because we don't play like those full on serious games like you know the hardcore AAA type of games,
right?
Like Resident Evil.
Oh
and
well,
everything.
We watched. We watch like streamers,
Let's Plays.
Yeah.
But we play more casual like anime or like cute, kawaii stuff like
Animal Crossing. Yeah, which is Pokemon still going Snap. Over like a year now.
But this isn't the full podcast, so we're not going to do a full on episode. We're not going to even touch on anime or anything like that. So if you want us to talk about more in depth about certain anime series, a lot more bigger K-pop updates and news, not just BTS, like aespa, Taemin, Shiny, Monster X. Also we talk about food spots here locally in Southern California, and we've touched some places in San Francisco, so Bay Area, a little bit in NorCal here and there. They're usually unique places, like you know, fluffy pancakes or dipping ramen, or really cute looking crepes, or very cute looking buns like steamed buns. So please listen and check out on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, and a Munchies podcast, which is what you're currently listening to. And for those long episodes that are fully edited and come with the whole big shebang, you could check it also out on YouTube, where we have like cute little cut edits and we talk about the same thing, but you get to see our beautiful faces.
You get to see all the visuals.
And, my beautiful editing.
Yeah, where he like warps my face sometimes.
So it's pretty entertaining. It's a lot of fun. We really go in depth. Those are like 30-minute episodes, and you should check it out. If you're enjoying our podcast here on Spotify or Google Apple Podcasts, come to YouTube. If you want, just play us, listen to us in the back as well. But I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun. So like, subscribe, follow, do anything you can to help us out. We have a lot of good, we have a good amount for like a starting podcast, to be honest. We're so thank you to everyone joining us around the world, because we have a lot of global listeners, and it's been really cool being able to track all that stuff and just kind of look at it at the, I forgot what it's called.
Insights.
Yeah, Insights. So thank you guys for joining us from wherever you are, sitting, standing, laying down, in Brazil, in Australia, back here home in LA, even a couple in different Asian countries. I can't think off the top of my head. There's a couple in India too. So mm-hmm. It's been really cool. We're having a lot of fun doing this. So we appreciate your support. And if you're not too familiar with this, again, we have a podcast our episodes come out every week, except every other week is when we have the video episodes as well. In between those is this type of podcast where it's more casual and we just talk about more recent stuff going on throughout the week in terms of K-pop news updates, even anime and gaming. So thank you guys for joining us for this one. This one's longer than usual, but BTS is basically taking over the world and
literally
like taking over McDonald's and I guess taking over the McNugget meal, the 10-piece McNugget meal. I don't think anyone should be ordering the regular meal anymore.
Right, it should be the BTS.
Unless you're in nuggets. Spain, England, or Japan.
Yeah.
Because I guess Korea does not like you.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't understand that.
Complain to HYBE and aka Big Hit. So yeah. Find out why the hell you guys aren't getting, why are you guys secluded?
Right.
And exiled from the BTS
so
meal.
Weird to me.
And please do not waste your money on buying this stuff. I'm just trying to be a good friend. Save your money. Get the album. Get an actual album.
Buy an album.
Or
you
something else. Buy
least.
Some manga. Yeah. Buy a subscription to like watching anime. I don't know. Like,
yeah, go get
don't buy
Army
the brown
membership.
Paper bag for $20, guys. Yeah. Please. Much love. Peace. Hope everyone does well. Be safe. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.